This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. A couple of cool things going on in the area this weekend and next weekend, in fact, involving students from a number of the area school districts, including Galesburg, United, Monmouth, Roseville, and a few others. The Illinois Music Educators Association is holding a series of district music festivals, and for students in this area, they are both this weekend and next in various parts of the area. And I'm pleased to talk with Madeline Wood. She is band director at United and president of District 2 of the Illinois Music Educators Association. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Gosh, you're the president of this region of the association. That's got to be a daunting task, right?
I feel very honored to serve our students and music educators, but my inbox is always full.
Hey, I completely understand that. We were talking off the air. I said I've been in organizations where, I think I was the last person to respond to the email and get charged with something very important. So I get it. So. But glad you're able to do this and kind of serve this region in that way. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I feel very lucky. This is my first year, so I'm learning as I go. But it's amazing how much ILMEA does for our local musicians.
Yeah, and I think that's a good thing because, I keep hearing all the time, at least on a national basis, where classes and things like that in the arts are constantly being reduced or cut. But it seems to me that this area has a pretty good reputation for not doing that all that much.
Our area is vibrant in the fine arts. At United, we've added music classes. Monmouth Roseville has state championships.
Yeah.
United Solo and Ensemble Class C state championships. ILMEA is no different. We have 200 more elementary students participating this year.
That's amazing.
Yeah, some first-time schools and educators, too. So we're very lucky to live in a community who supports music and all fine arts.
Amen to that. That is fantastic. And glad you're able to successfully, I guess, be a part of that for sure. Let's talk about these festivals. I keep wanting to say it's just a band festival, but it's not quite like that, is it?
I think it started out as a band festival a few decades ago, but we've certainly expanded to include all learners. So this weekend, it's at Sherrard High School, and we have junior high jazz, vocal jazz, senior high jazz, vocal jazz, as well as an elementary choir of 350 voices.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, it'll be quite the experience to corral all of those young voices. We have bucket drumming. We have creative movement, world drumming. There's something for everybody.
That's fantastic. Is that sort of thing open to the public, or mostly, I imagine, just parents show up and that sort of thing?
Certainly open to the public. Okay. There will be many parents and other fans, but we have concerts at 2, 3:30, and 5 on Saturday.
At Sherrard.
Yes.
Okay, very good. So how are these, if you took every music student, that would be, well, one, it'd be a much bigger choir, I'm sure, but I imagine there's a selection process. You kind of pick the top tier of kids that are doing well in band?
Yes. For our elementary festival, it's nomination because we want to inspire our young students to love music. But at the junior high and high school level, there is an audition, and many students start practicing as early as May for the audition that happened October 5th. And from there, they're selected into ensembles.
So you're really kind of having to, if you're a student, kind of having to practice and keep up with things, even during the summer when school's not even in session.
There is no off season for music.
Amen to that.
And we joke that perfect practice makes progress, so it is a constant thing to be working at.
That's wonderful. So getting back to the first part, or the first weekend of the festival here, there are students pretty much from almost every district in this immediate area, right?
Yes, I was particularly excited to see elementary and junior high schools in Galesburg participate for the first time.
Really? That's great.
Yes, we've had a strong tradition at the high school for choir, orchestra, as well as band, but to get some of our younger musicians involved, I'm thrilled.
That's the perfect example of how we're not ignoring the arts in this area.
Yes, we're certainly doing some things right, promoting them, and really celebrating our students who are musicians.
But Galesburg's not District 205's not only involved, United's not only involved. What other districts are we talking about from this area or in this region, I guess, that'll be represented this weekend?
Alwood will have students, as well as Monmouth-Roseville, Rova, Sherrard. Many of our local schools send students for either this weekend, next weekend, or both.
Okay, what will be happening next weekend then?
Next weekend is the Band, Chorus, and Orchestra Festival at Augustana College.
That's wonderful. So that's kind of going to be what's happening this weekend, except on a bigger scale?
Yes, with some older musicians.
A bigger choir, perhaps?
thankfully, not bigger than 350.
All right, there you go. That's fantastic. So, and the selection process is much the same, right?
Yes. Students audition on the 5th of October, and then from there, they're placed in a district ensemble. That's these festivals. And then from there, we'll determine who gets to go to Allstate, and that's the big state music festival, and that's in January.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do you have to, as a teacher, have to spend a lot of time kind of maybe motivating students to get to this level, or how does that work, I guess, from your standpoint?
I'm very fortunate at United to have self-motivated students. I do teach lessons all summer long, and I put them in communication with some great performing artists who donate their time for them. So it is a labor of love, but the students really drive it.
I was going to say, yeah, putting them in touch with the artists must really be almost more important than time in the classroom, right?
I would say, because in the classroom we work on ensemble playing, but then to put a student in contact with a professor from Western who also plays the trombone is invaluable.
What sorts of things will we hear the next couple of weekends?
We're going to hear the entire gamut. We're going to hear students banging on buckets for our bucket drumming class.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We are going to hear some beautiful voices in our choruses, as well as some Wagner in our orchestra.
Wow.
And everything in between.
So you mentioned that from here then comes the state competition in January. How do you get from this weekend to January? How does that process play out?
Our state process is you audition on October 5th, and then we take our top scores from there, as well as everyone around the state. We have 9 districts, mm-hmm. and then they're all represented in Peoria in January. And so students just keep their fingers crossed until we reveal who is selected in the beginning of December.
Okay, I was just going to ask that. That must almost be sort of nerve-wracking to have to perform this weekend, knowing that your mind's kind of on, in some ways, whether or not you're going to make it to Peoria in January, right?
We try to focus on the music and doing the best you can as a musician, but students are certainly thinking about the bigger picture and what's down the road.
Do you get, like sometimes we do in athletics, I guess, pushback from parents for any reason or another? I always am concerned in sports about parent involvement. I think sometimes parents are maybe either not active enough or a little too active in their kids' athletic prowess, let's say. Does that happen in band too?
It does. Invested parents are invested parents.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate how much they care about their student, but we have similar situations in music also.
I was always a manager in athletics, so I never really faced parent pressure, unless the towel wasn't clean, I guess. I don't know, but I digress. All right, so let me talk one more time, kind of recap the festivals that'll be going on the next 2 weekends and if folks can attend.
The ILMEA District 2 Elementary and Jazz Festival will be this Saturday, November 2nd at Sherrard High School. We have concerts at 2, 3:30, and 5. And then next Saturday, November 9th at Augustana College, you can hear the bands, both junior and senior, at 4 p.m., as well as the choruses at 6. And then at Moline High School that same day, we'll have our orchestra festival at 5:15.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. So do you get a break during all this or after all this at some point? I imagine you've been working all year toward this.
I have been working all year, and it's so worth it for the student musicians. So I don't need a break. It's very motivating.
There you go. Madeline Wood, United's band director and president of District 2 of the Illinois Music Educators Association. Thanks so much for sharing about this with us, and thanks for you and all the other great arts teachers do for our region and our community.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We will have Kim Commando in sports coming up next on Galesburg's Evening News.